You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, so I know y'all are going to probably groan when I say this, but I'm going to give the kids listening some advice that I probably shouldn't give.
Okay. All right. Gather round.
Kids, this is the advice. Now, as a parent, I wouldn't say this, but you're not my kids.
That is correct. Unless your kids are listening.
Nah, they're all grown. Who cares?
Okay, fair enough.
Kids listening, I'm going to give you some advice that I probably should not give, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's why this is Confessions. So yesterday, our boss, Parker, walked into Figgy's studio. And what'd you say, Figgy? Oh, no, I'm going to get written up.
Oh, yeah. I do that every time he walked this way.
Kidding, of course. But it led to the discussion off air. And I want to
that you're now bringing
on
air.
So, yeah. Kids, whenever someone says these two terms, you're going to get written up or it's going to be on your permanent record.
Permanent record.
It's BS.
Wow. That's the wrong. What a terrible role model.
I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to do whatever I want around here.
Well,
now
there are certain companies, and I'm guessing this one is one of them, if they write you up and then they write you up enough time.
Oh, yeah, it adds up. Yeah.
It adds up, and maybe you can be in trouble. But the main thing I'm talking about is the permanent record. Schools use it all the time. That's going to be in your permanent record. Has anyone anywhere in the history of history seen an actual permanent record?
No, because I was a good kid.
No, there is no such thing.
I was just a good Christian boy.
Yeah. See, they used to always tell us it's going to be hard for us to get in college and all that.
It's
going to
be on your permanent
stuff.
Record.
I thought that was true. I wasn't
they
sure.
Know they, it's a fallacy.
I feel like you're sending people up to fail right now.
Yeah.
Well, I told you it's not good advice. I would have told my kids, oh, it's going to be on your permanent record, but they're not my kids.
So you mean the fights and all that stuff?
Oh, that's suspended on your permanent record, Figgy.
Lopez is basically saying that's the boogeyman.
It's a fallacy.
See, that's he why said that's myth. Elf on a Shelf.
See, that's why I quit high school, man.
Have you ever,
like my permanent record.
Has anyone listening to us ever gone to a college or a trade school or a job after high school and they said, we were going to hire you, but we saw something on your permanent record?
Actually, he's saying that, but please do. 713-572-4610. Yeah. Text
in. Hey, back in ninth grade, you got in that fight with Jimmy.
Yes.
Either
you
if you have something.
Yeah. You're suspended for 10 days.
Sixth grade, you didn't go to the right lunch period.
Or
is on your
you were late
record.
For class that day.
And anything, like a job out of high school, trade school, college. Has anyone ever felt the repercussions of something being on your permanent record?
From the 713, yes, ! Hand to God.
No way.
I've held my permanent record in my hands.
No.
They basically said, on my mama. Look at that. Look at that, John Lopez.
It's a myth.
In your face.
Oh, my kid.
It's a myth. There is no such thing as, like, in fifth grade, they used to scare the hell out of me, man. Like, oh, wow, you do that, it's going to be on your permanent record. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. ninth grade, whatever, like Figgy's talking about, you know.
From the 281, I was interviewed for my VP position. They reference that I talked back to my third grade teacher for my permanent record.
It was on your permanent record.
That's right. You got to be careful, man.
Where is this vat of information that is a permanent record?
On the dark web, clearly. Yeah.
I do feel like it could be some permanent records for your job in a job set.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think that's going to affect you going elsewhere.
I'm talking about school. I'm sure you guys are in the same boat. It used to scare the hell out of me. Oh my gosh, they're threatening to put that on my permanent record?
Wait, all right. How much do you buy this as a theory? They're clearly leaning into your idea that the childhood permanent record don't matter. But from the 512, they said they train you with the permanent record so that you're ready for your credit report and background checks.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe.
I feel like they might be training you for life, the felonies and the misdemeanors permanent record. Because those permanent records are real.
Teachers, counselors, principals, vice principals. I'm talking to you now. Do these exist? You can tell.
We really need this.
It's just us. It's just us talking here. Do these things really exist?
Of course.
I think the answer is no.
The hilarious part is that Lopez goes, kids, teachers, principals, and all of them at school right now. Literally all of them are at school right now.
Yeah, one of them might be on a break or something like that. Okay. Or the kids might be listening on the Odyssey app.
Them kids definitely be in school with them AirPods in, so maybe.
If you're a kid, 713-572-4, text in if you listening at lunch.
You're going to mess around and have their phones confiscated at school. Oh, we in the mixtape now. That happened real quick. I have to confess, I have to be honest, I have never been so emotionally moved about a place closing that I knew I was never going to return to. And shout out to the Houston Chronicle and shout out to my fellow West Side, Southwest folks of Houston, because y'all know the place I'm talking about. Funplex.
Oh, okay.
Over there in A-Leaf. Apparently it is closed for good out there, and seems like they closed for like renovation at some point. And the thought was that they would open back up later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no later this year. They're making it known.
You got some memories?
I've got a ton.
Yeah.
A ton of memories. Whether it was on that big old Ferris wheel that they had inside, go-karts, playing NFL. Actually, it is Funplex where I realized that I don't like NFL Blitz.
Oh, yeah?
As a game. Like, I get people enjoyed it, but like, It was a little too cartoony for me. I'm like, what you mean he just torpedoed from across the field and tackled me and then blew my character up? How does that work? But yes, so like there, you know, I've had birthday parties and stuff there. So no, Funplex was
fantastic.
Skating.
My kids were not.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Your kids were not like Funplex or just generally?
They did other stuff. They did, you know.
Do you remember Celebration Station?
Yes, they did Celebration Station.
I did Celebration Station too. But all of that, like, you know, of a certain age. And I think the emotions hit me when I found out Funplex was going because of that. But then also it felt like, damn, there goes another part of my youth. Because the thing that always hits me, and I know tons of people do this. You ever driving down the South Loop and look over at that big old patch of grass right across from NRG and the Astrodome, and like, damn, well, they took it away from me.
They
took Astroworld away from me. And so now here I am, Funplex is another one that they took away from me. And I, like, again, I had no plans of going back in there. In fact, I was texting with a friend of mine yesterday, and she was like, yeah, I actually went like 3 years ago. And I was like, how was it? She was like, mid. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably what I would expect. It would kill the nostalgia for me. And yet and still, sad that it's not there.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I got a real quick, this is a sidebar confession right here. I feel like my family have no clue what I do for a living because my mother right now is FaceTiming me.
Oh, Lord. Hey, how and are you?
Yeah, yeah. I low-key want to answer it, but that won't be good for radio.
No, no.
But here's my real confession. So yesterday in the mid-state, we talked about the radioactive shrimp that was going on. And I got to confess, man, I'm a little worried because I don't think my wife knew about this story. And the last 2 days, what did I have for dinner? I had something with shrimp.
From where?
For the last 2 days. So we do a like a meal prep thing where we order. It's a company that give you the meals.
Oh, that's you talked about that.
You can sue them if you need to. You're good.
No, see, this is the scary part.
If you ever start developing gills, just sue that company. All right.
But see, this is the scary part though, because it's like a local company, so. I'm know for damn sure they ain't getting the top notch shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they probably going right to Walmart.
They're going to Walmart.
Getting that cheap brand. Like it's hard. What was the shrimp you said?
Gulf shrimp.
I guarantee you they're not getting that.
They're
shrimp.
Not getting gulf.
I guarantee you they going for that great value. and I had this shrimp the last
You're
2 days.
I ain't eating it.
Yeah, I'm like damn it. Like I would let it go if it was I only had it one time or something like that. But I had it 2 days in a row, man. So I'm like, man, I probably got that radioactive something.
Why your pupils are green.
That's right. I was wondering what was happening with your skin, bro.
Let me see if I can fly off the building or something, man.
All right, so can I ask you, gentlemen, and honestly, all you listeners, because obviously we heard it yesterday in the mixtape, as you mentioned, that there was some radioactive shrimp, there was a recall on Great Value, and to be fair, they said that it didn't actually make it to consumers, that they were just being safe. Has that, in the last 24 hours or whenever you learned about this story, did this at all make you reconsider eating shrimp outside of what you were just talking about here?
Yes. The first time, because when I seen the story a couple days ago, I didn't bring it up on the mixtape until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had shrimp at that time. So I'm like, it's cool. It's one time. So, you know, it shouldn't do much. And then after I left here and popped that dinner in the microwave, she said, here you go.
It was shrimp and salmon.
I'm like, damn, second day in a row.
I wasn't being like, you know, contrary or whatever. I didn't even think about this, but I did have shrimp last night. I had shrimp last night. So now I'm nervous about, you know, developing a twitch or something.
And see, if I was at a restaurant, I probably wouldn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, we got Spaghetti Western. Good place.
Really? Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's probably not no issue. But for the simple fact, it's this locally owned meal prep company.
Yeah.
And I know they're not getting the top-notch shrimp. Yeah, I'm sure they probably doing all
this. Keep the price down.
Exactly. They probably going right to Walmart. Let me get the cheapest shrimp I can find.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's probably great value.
And just real quick side note, you reminded me of this, Reggie, when you were talking about Funplex and your youth and all that.
Hit me again.
I don't know why it reminded me of this. Did you see what happened yesterday that White Castle is coming to Texas?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife that.
They're going to start.
Oh, she a White Castle
fan? She is the biggest White Castle fan. Every time we go back to Ohio, we got to drive to White Castle. And it's further out at Cleveland, too.
And White Castle at the restaurant is a million times better than what you can buy.
Oh, that's 100%.
It's
amazing. I don't even consider that White Castle. Yeah, the stuff that's in the freezer department over in the grocery store?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not the same.
All right, so we're just going full food talk. Apologies. We will get back to sports here in a second. But one of the things I realized when In-N-Out came to Texas was the like food quality was just different because they had different sourcing.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have any belief that that's going to factor in at all? Or y'all think we're going to get white quality, like the quality White Castle here?
The Midwestern.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think we'll get the quality. It's a very unique thing. It has to come from White Castle, you know, the little small, are they? They're not square. That's Wendy's, but the little small burgers and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
The little sliders.
The onions, man, the onions on White Castle.
Yeah, they good. The last time we went to Vegas, they had one there. Yeah, yeah. We stood in line for White Castle, man. I never had to stand in line for no damn White Castle.
Yeah.
Oh wow. See. 832, I'm sorry I had to do it to you, but at least we can do this together as Houstonians. From the 832, they said, hearing about Funplex is kind of depressing. That was my weekend home. Mm-hmm. My first time going to a club was at Funplex called The Zone.
The Zone.
Man, yeah, at least we have this moment together, friend. At least mm-hmm. we have this moment together. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, remember, we got a U of H ticket giveaway for the game between U of H and SFA that's happening on August 28th. So you want to listen to us, but also you want to get involved. 713-572-4610. It should be a revelatory weekend for the Astros. What do you hope to see, and what will we see, especially with the pitchers that are on the mound versus the Orioles? We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.